Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Let's get after it. It's the Sports Lounge, a.k.a. the Fred Dreyer Show. And I am so excited to be here on a 4th of July weekend with the man, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties. Heck of a good guy, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you?
Thanks so very much, Michael Gary. It's great to have you aboard. We'll miss Mike.
Not too much.
He'll come back next week, yeah, I think.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He and Cynthia took off for the higher grounds of vacationism.
The Great White North. He's out on assignment, handling some things, and we wish him a fun trip and looking forward to his return. So it's you and I today, Fred.
I'm wondering if he took his fly rod with him.
his waiters too? Maybe.
Aren't they on a boat? Did they go on a boat or something?
Hopefully, maybe he'll come back with some steelhead for us or something like that. We can throw on the grill.
Well, he's probably on the bow. Overhand casting to the disgruntlement of everybody on the top deck near the pool.
We got a big show today, though. We're going to talk about all of the sports of the week. Of course, we're going to get into the Lakers, much to my sad lament. We're going to get into the Dodgers. The Dodgers right now, very healthy lead in the NL West over the San Diego Padres. They look pretty good.
They are good, but it's what's really aggravating is there's not enough discussion for my money from sports talk people that make understanding why the Dodgers haven't really coalesced and taken off with that talented lineup.
I mean, on the roster, just looking on paper, you'd think they'd be 20 games over 500 right now.
Well, you would think so, and they're not, and that doesn't mean they won't be. But for the most part, I'm optimistic that they'll wind up being in the World Series with the Yankees, which would be fabulous.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd love that.
That would be fantastic. It'd be great for the game of baseball as well. But as you know, Fred, I mean, we've seen this story before. Hot start, great offense, gets to the playoffs. The pitching lets them down.
Ah.
We see that Clayton Kershaw had another setback with, you know, all that money he's making. But we're going to talk about it. We've got a great show, you guys. Thanks so much if you're listening on Sirius XM channel 217, on XM channel 203, on our flagship station 790 KBC, and also on the XM Sirius app channel 967. We're also live on Facebook right now. We got Clayton, we got Janine, we got Martine, we got Rachel. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And we are back for a drier shoe. Thank you so much for checking in with us, either if you're watching or listening live or after the fact on many of our different outlets, including Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, our flagship station, KABC 790, also available as a podcast. Search your favorite podcast outlets for the Fred Dreyer Show. And let's talk a little bit about baseball, Fred. Last week, you and the aforementioned Mike Horn did a great couple of minutes on the passing of Willie Mays, one of the best of all time.
Right.
And I really recommend our audience goes, if you haven't heard that, to check it out. You can look at it, listen to it on YouTube or on Rumble as well. And now there's a debate since the passing of the great Willie Mays. They say, hey, kid, about who is now the greatest living baseball player, because a lot of people thought Willie Mays was that person until he sadly passed away. So now the argument is out there, if you look at the numbers, solely look at the numbers, even the, you know, the kind of crazy advanced metrics that you and I detest, even those say that it is one Barry Bonds. Would you agree or disagree?
I would have a tendency to, right off the top of my head, agree. Is there any comparable players out there that you could say, oh, gee, I forgot about them? I don't know. Anybody that's, what is he, 8-time MVP?
Yeah, he's got a lot of MVPs.
He's just by far, for 10, 15, 12 straight years, the best baseball ever.
Yeah.
So I would have to say that it would be Barry Bonds.
So even with the well-known, well-circulated allegations about his use of performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That he should have that crown.
He's absolutely right. I don't think that remember, the Major League Baseball is a private ownership.
It is.
And they can make up any rule they want. They can support any rule. They can turn their backs against any egregious error that they want.
They're a world to themselves.
And they can do anything they want. Now, having said that, you know, you want to make sure that we're, you know, where there's fair play. And for the most part, baseball's biggest growth spurt came in this era.
Yeah.
And people want it. So if they want it, do they, you think they care? I mean, I remember the sports I remember the sports coverages every weekend.
It was national news. It went beyond sports news. It was national news during Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire,
and
Barry Bonds era.
And if, for the most part, everybody enjoyed it, and everybody was yelling at the TV, so what? I love Barry. I love Sosa. I just love the baseball players I want to see. Just like right now, there's a taste of gigantism. You know, with Otani and what's his name from the Yankees?
Aaron Judge.
Those two guys remind people of that era. You know,
and Mark McGwire says that chicks dig the long ball, and it brought so many fans back to the game after the strikes of the early 90s.
Yes, and so the one interesting thing we were talking before. Is what about the steroid use? Yeah, well, what about it? It hasn't been proven that any of them took it.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors. There's
innuendo.
Everything innuendo. Anything that you want to use as an excuse to say that ball did not land in the ocean.
No.
Right?
Because I saw a lot of balls hit by Barry Bonds.
I said, how in the hell did the guy do that? I don't care what he was on or what he did or how many cigars or beers he'd take. I'm never ever going to forget the fact that it's owned by ownership. That the ownership is a consortium of big blowhards.
A cabal, you might say.
It's really amazing how you can create a team, a league, and make rules that apply only when you want them. And oh, by the way, we are the conservator of major league record breaking.
And I think that's important, Fred. I want to probe that briefly, is because baseball is different than any other sport. It's like a temple. You have all these records are supposed to be applicable from generation to generation. And when you have, you know, Barry Bonds, who, you know, one year looked like a slim 200-pound guy that would get you 40 home runs as well as 40 stolen bases, now comes back and, you know, is 60 pounds of muscle and is hitting 73 home runs. I mean, it seems to me, and you mentioned this before the show, that the owners not only knew, but they were complicit in it.
They knew who was doing it on their team.
Yeah.
If ask an owner if he knows what's going on his own team. Well, I sure do. Are you kidding me? Okay, well, then tell me about Barry Bonds' steroid use.
Uh-huh.
It was never proven, and they do not want to be in a position to be spotlighted. I don't blame them. They benefited, and they're still benefiting. You've got a record books that were shattered for that period of time, that everybody came out of it smelling like a rose, except the players.
Once they left,
and once they had a firm grip on history, they had a lockdown on all of the records from present and future.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer that that's the way the rules were then. That's because they wanted them that way.
Yeah.
And this is the reason they'll remain the same. And you'll never they'll never catch Barry Bonds unless they do some sort of turn your back on steroids again.
Yeah.
I would love to see a league just for a year. Just let everybody take steroids.
I think they call that the Dominican League, Fred.
Well, they call it something, but they call it great baseball, and you'll sell more hot dogs. You won't sell more hot dogs. Nobody will go to the concession stand. when certain players come to bat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was, you know, I remember when Barry Bonds would come up during regular season games, ESPN would cut to that at bat. If they were even, they weren't even covering baseball at that point.
Right.
They would interrupt like Monday Night Football on ESPN to bring you a Barry Bonds at bat.
And
like
you cross promoting.
Yeah.
Always.
Because the media, the networks, like you said, the studios, and the league owners are also in cahoots because what's good for one is good for the other.
Yeah, and you had a Barry Bonds hitting two or three home runs in a three-game series or four home runs in the four-game series with the Dodgers, and then there was always hoots and whistles about, oh, gee, this is fair. What's fair? Well, what's not fair about it?
Mm-hmm.
He's, well, he won't let us into the locker room to Barry. He won't let us in there to make sure that, you know.
He was mean to us.
Yeah, he yelled at us.
He's not nice.
And so we're going to go to the owners. So they go to the owners and say, you got to make Barry talk to us. And he says, I'll make him available to you. Whether or not he talks to you is his business. And I'm not getting involved in it. Yeah, but you're the owner of the Giants and you're...
And we're partners.
And how can you not be open to finding out the truth? We don't want to find out the truth.
Mm-mm.
We want the thing to roll out and let it roll steam, and then eventually let it just die out.
And once Barry Bonds is done making me money as an owner, speaking in as an owner, he's dead to us.
Yeah,
he's dead to us.
You haven't seen him around. You haven't seen Sammy Sosa. He's in Cuba, by the way.
Yeah, I believe he is.
And
Roger Clemens is pretty much persona non grata.
Roger Clemens, and he's still in baseball, still, no doubt.
He is. All right, Fred. Let's take a quick little break here, and we'll come back. And I want to talk a little bit about Shohei Ohtani. Stick with us. We're in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. The Salt and the Safety is the acting legend. I'm Mike Airy, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, who's out on assignment. And wait, hold on. I think that is that the hotline ringing? Uh-oh. Who do we have here? Let's see who we have on the hotline. Caller, where are you? Who are you? And where are you calling from?
This is Michael Horn. And I get my yearly getaway. I was at Sitka, Alaska. I come here every year to kind of cool off amongst the trees. And I got a call from ESPN that said not only was someone talking about Barry Bonds coming up to bat, but Fred Dreyer was on the air. So I tuned in quickly, and there you guys are. What a great show this is. I'm sitting here talking to everybody in Sitka. It's a big cheer, everybody in Sitka. That is one person there. That's two people here right now. And I also wanted to say a big happy birthday to Fred Dreyer coming up on Saturday.
There's the applause right there.
It is true that Fred Dreyer is celebrating a birthday this coming weekend.
Yep.
And so
that is correct. I was on a bus. Some guy walked in, had a Dallas sweatshirt on, Dallas Cowboys. And I said, well, you know, I work with this guy, Fred Dreyer. And the guy says, Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end. I said, yeah, was on the Rams Hunter because I know who he is. And he wanted to do a shout-out. So, Fred, you're now being heard in our 49th state, because the 50th is Hawaii, Alaska.
Oh, we're in Alaska now.
We are. Indeed we are.
Oh, this is wonderful news.
Well, there you have it, folks. We have the one Michael Horn on the line. Let's give him a big round of applause.
He's out there scalping.
So the question.
And by the way, I'm here with Joe Biden, and we're going over some possible plans for his future.
Okay, so, all right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more reporting on that. Hopefully you won't be attacked by eagles up there, and I expect some nice Nova Scotia salmon to come and come home with you to me.
You got it, Mike Gary. Love you guys. Good show. You're doing a fine job. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Thanks so much.
Actually, I'm very happy I did. Yeah, just want to let you know I'm listening. Okay, goodbye.
All right, take care. Have a safe trip. Bye-bye. There he goes, one Mike Horn. Thank you so much for checking in. We really appreciate it. Let's move on.
That was a long distance.
I hope he's not trying to expense that call to company is all I'm saying.
Well, he's gonna have to pay for that one.
I think so, and more ways than one. Okay, Fred, let's talk about Shohei Ohtani. And I know I don't want to put my head in the lion's mouth, but his war, his advanced metrics wins above replacement is unstoppable right now. 4.6 war, nearly almost one times more higher than the next player on the team, which would be Freddie Freeman. He's got, if you're listening to this, he's got the particular time, 27 home runs, 64 RBIs, 105 hits in 88 at-bats. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's a little bit tired, and so he doesn't want to participate in the home run derby, Fred.
He doesn't. Well, then I don't think he should.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think he and his $700 million doesn't owe it to the fans?
I don't think his hitting home runs depends on how much money he makes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for the most part, I look at some guys, some of these baseball players over the years, and wonder why they're doing this. And it can, if they're doing it for further recognition to establish a brand, or a year of negotiations coming up in the off season, I can probably understand that to a degree. But Ohtani doesn't have to worry about too much in the money department, if he doesn't, he commented on One of the reasons he's not doing it is his hurt elbow.
Yes, that's what, you know, some of the reporting has been. He said, through his interpreter, obviously, and also through his vassal interpreter, Dave Roberts, that All-Star Week isn't baseball's greatest stage. October is, and that, quote, according to Dave Roberts, quote, the reason he came to the Dodgers was to win a championship.
Well, I commend him for that, and I'm sure he'll be well received and well rewarded, and I'm happy for him, and I don't think we need to see any more grandiose home runs hit other than the ones he hits during competition.
Okay, so then why do we even have the home run derby then?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Go, please. I mean, why do we even have All-Star games?
Well, it's a tradition that it's like, you know what it's like to me? It reminds me every time I see it. It reminds me of the pro football? I played in that sport, the pro football All-Star game.
The Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl. I played in it, and it meant something. You know, there was a life's blood bubbling away in there that is gone now.
Yeah,
it's now a flag football team. It's now a recreational sport for Hawaiian cruise patrons.
Well, let me ask you this: as someone that played in the Pro Bowl, were you going full speed?
Oh yeah.
And if you had the opportunity to give somebody a shot, you would have taken that opportunity.
Well, as they say, you know, all through, you know, coaches will just say, let's go, let's get on the ball.
Yeah.
Let's get on the ball means no matter where you are between the lines, you got to run to get on the ball.
Yeah.
And that's always, that's the celebration that you owe yourself.
Oh.
And that's the celebration that you owe the fan base that comes out and pays to see you, you know, playing the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But as time withered away, you know, television has a funny way of excusing your duty as a player. You know, I don't.
Why? Because there's so much money involved now, or?
Well, yeah. Now, I mean, this is really an out of control element about certain sports. Badminton, you know, you don't have to carp when it comes to playing hard. You don't have to have a reason to play hard or to pull up if you're playing baseball. They're pitching 100 miles an hour here, and you gotta hit the ball, strike out, look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but the home run derby is lobbing the ball over the plate.
Uh-huh.
And look how hard he hit that one. I don't care about how hard he hit that one. And what's he going to get, a trophy? Gee, I remember when I played baseball, I had a real good home run derby exhibition. Well, what's that? Well, they would lob a pitch over the plate, and I would see how far I could hit it. And that's where it winds up now. It's a recreational underhand sport,
mm-hmm.
And get the so-called adults out of the way and let them play hardball. And I remember in 1970. Pete Rose slid in from third base
into Tim McCarver.
It wasn't Tim. He bowled him over and scored.
Yeah, famously.
Yes,
famously.
And
Ray Fosse.
Yeah, Ray Fosse.
Ray Fosse.
That's right.
Which I believe that collision actually significantly shortened Ray Fosse's career.
That hurt him.
He did.
That hurt him. And I think Ray Fosse at the time said, hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's baseball.
That's the way it is. And that's why you have to consider, do you want that sport again? Or they said, yes, we do, because we want the ratings. So can you not try as hard?
Well, then, but now we're talking about also the owners, that cabal that we talked about earlier,
yeah,
quote unquote, protecting their investment. So now there's tension. There's tension between the owners who want to protect their $100 million players, but also they want money from the ratings of the All-Star game and to grow the sport. So how do you reconcile those two things?
Well, you simply cancel it, or you have an understanding between people that this isn't flag football.
Yeah.
We're coming 100%. And if you have to tell people that, you know, shame on you.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's not that.
Well, shame on them indeed, because they tried that in the NBA by paying these guys they paid these players. If you won the All-Star game, you got like a couple hundred K, and they still treat it like an exhibition,
right,
and it's 200 to 201 in the final score.
Yeah. And basketball, what was the basketball, 169, 167?
The last All-Star game was 201 to 198.
What's it?
201 points was scored in a 48-minute regulation game.
Oh, brother. Well, see, there it is. To me, it's not entertainment. Ooh, there's a half-court shot. And, well, where was the guy defending him? He was in the bathroom.
Yeah, you might as well watch golf. And I love watching golf. But you're playing the course. You're not playing against anybody else. Whereas this All-Star game now is...
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And
cash grab.
This is the way it is.
All right, Fred. Well, we're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers in this next statement.
Oh, for joy.
And there's three events that I want to cover regarding the recent news, the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm going to try to get through this segment without openly weeping, without shame. So stay with us, you guys. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thanks so much to Mike Horn for calling in. That was nice. And we'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Summer. What's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a nice breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on stylish looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I found great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, comfy polos, and so much more. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. And all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X, to keep fans updated on gentlemen and lady singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
And we are back. The Fred Dreyer Show, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safety, CRN Digital Talk Radio, KABC 790, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Rumble, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, anywhere you can find high quality content, you can find us. Fred, all right, this is going to be tough. As someone who is born, bred in the city of Los Angeles myself, the Los Angeles Lakers have been very important to me. And to see what has happened to this franchise, starting at pretty much after the passing of the great Dr. Jerry Buss, mm-hmm. now into this year five of this LeBron James era, I'm done with this team.
E-R-R-O-R.
Very nice, indeed. Very nicely done, Fred. There's three things we need to talk about, and we'll go in chronological order. The first thing is that the Los Angeles Lakers, the teams that was once helmed by 10-time winning, championship-winning Phil Jackson, by the great Pat Riley, all the great coaches before and after, have now settled on the future coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, one J.J. Redick, whose head coaching experience amounts to this. 1 year of coaching a sixth grade boys basketball team. That is your new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Your thoughts?
Well, they must think that that's all the job requires. And that
ownership, a babysitter.
Ownership is at its zenith right now. They are tuned in. They have pretty much allowed the big baby in the back room, who's now grown up into a beast.
The chosen one, the king, anointed at age 16 on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And people ask why he might have a sense of entitlement. Perhaps it's because of that.
Well, it is. And I go back to Dr. Jerry Buss, you know, that... I knew Jerry.
Yeah, what was he like?
He was a terrific gentleman, but he knew his business, mm-hmm. and people respected him. And you know, he's a ladies' man, as they say. And he had a way about him that you know, very kind, very considerate, but very no nonsense, all business. People, he knew how to ingratiate himself, and he understood that he was part of the public eye, and that he had to produce, not just to show up at half court, and he had to produce great talent and entertain and do what he said he would do. And but what a funny thing happened is he passed away.
He did.
And he had a long way to go to really try and understand that you know, his daughter was the heir apparent, was supposed to be Jimmy Buss.
That didn't work out.
But that failed because Jimmy failed.
Yeah.
And so for the most part, I'm I'm amazed that that they didn't go out and get ownership, sell off 45% of the team.
Time to cash in.
Sell it off. Have yours be held as royalty.
You can still keep your box.
That's it. You have to understand, and they don't. I mean, they own the team. I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm really disappointed in the family, and I don't know if anybody else is. But I'm sure they have a small degree of sadness every time they do something. They want to be liked rather than govern.
Yeah.
And this latest go around here is insulting. And whether or not it gets remedied without it really blowing up. They don't have any.
There's no elder statesman like a Jerry West figure.
I was going to go back to Jerry. He should have never been fired.
No,
you know she was in love with Jerry, and they were going to get married, boyfriend girlfriend, so to speak.
Oh, are you talking about Phil?
Yep.
Yeah, Phil. Yeah.
Dr. Buss said, I'm not going to die and have my daughter marry this guy.
Well,
and have the Lakers taken away from
that family. Was part of it. Also, I heard on from someone who is in the know about this that when Jerry Buss knew that he was dying at a point,
mm-hmm.
and that this is when Phil and Jeannie were together.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wanted, the last thing he wanted before Dr. Jerry Buss, the great Dr. Jerry Buss, departed this world, is he wanted to walk his little girl down the aisle. And Phil Jackson would not marry Jeannie Buss. They were together. I mean, they were a couple, you know, de facto common law couple. But Phil Jackson, for whatever reason, just did not want to go through with the marriage.
Right.
He wanted to stay together with Jeannie. He just didn't want to get married. And that broke Dr. Buss's heart.
Yeah. And so, and hers too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's
by the way.
Yeah. All right, we're running short on time, so I want to move on to number two in this chronological order of what has killed my love for the Lakers. This happened by the time you're listening to this last weekend. It was the NBA draft, and the Lakers using their number two pick. You only get three picks in the draft unless you have others from trades. They picked the aforementioned LeBron James's baby boy, Bronny James.
Yeah.
All 6 foot one of him. Who averaged about 11 points a game at USC for 1 year, who's coming off a congenital heart defect, which he had to have surgery to repair. And this is who the Lakers decided to draft.
Yeah, and they decided to draft when the fact of the matter is you have an entire NBA league and all the wisdom that's all the basketball wisdom that's in that league, just shaking their heads as to why are the Lakers picking him? And he's many have said it's a waste of draft choice.
It is, and they wanted to keep LeBron James happy because, coincidentally, LeBron James's contract was up, and so if they did not draft LeBronny James, they risked losing LeBron James.
Well,
he held the team hostage.
Yeah, certainly. He did that from the very first time. And the one person, I may ask you this. You think Lakers would have traded for LeBron James if Mr. Buss had been alive?
That's a great question, Fred. I think they would have. I don't think that Jerry Buss would have approved the drafting of Bronny James.
Well, in order to do that, they would have certainly had to have Jerry Buss go on vacation.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. You know, it seemed to me that Jerry Buss's wisdom rubbed against the ever-changing tide of NBA basketball.
Yeah, very well said. And the economics as well. All right. So, and then speaking of LeBron James, I mentioned that he was a free agent. He signed his new contract. And this is after, earlier in the week, his agent, Rich Paul, said that LeBron James would be very flexible when it came to the terms of his contract in order to attract other talent. That other talent did not come. And so what did LeBron James do at age 39? Going into age 40, he signed a two-year, $105 million deal, the right. maximum allowable.
Right.
So not only did he get the Lakers to draft his son, who's probably, I mean, I'll say it, and if he does great, good for him. I'll be the first one to say good job. Not necessarily going to be a lockdown performer right out of the gate. He got the Lakers to draft his son, and they also got them to pay him at age 40, $50 million a year.
Yeah.
How much money is enough? At what point? Are athletes, you know, is it competitive? I need to be the highest paid guy on the team.
Yeah.
I need to make more than that guy.
In sports today, it is.
But when you were playing, wasn't it? It wasn't about how you compare each other about how much money you made to one another. It's about who won more champions, who had more MVPs, who was the better player, not who got paid the most.
Well, you know, along those lines, you have come up to the threshold that now has professionalism and amateurism. At loggerheads.
Oh, interesting.
That's an open free sport until somebody organizes it and says, "Hey, let's give all of these players, a shot at becoming really wealthy, and therefore." You know, we'll have a real good dynamic league, and of course, it's all driven by distribution and what have you. But the elements that are prevalent that drive the wagon is money. Take a look at in pro football there. When I was playing, you would never in a million years crack a barrier if you were a defensive lineman. You would never ever go in and think that you're going to get a lot of money.
You never thought you were going to get Joe Namath money as a defensive lineman.
As a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And so, and even today, you know, there's no telling at all that. You know, they're chasing quarterbacks across the country to give them $60 million a year. And it is such a disgrace, Mike. It's pushed me right out of the sport.
Yeah.
You know, and... And from that standpoint, you know, you're stuck with what you got, and it's a bunch of narcissists.
It's even worse, too, when, you know, it'd be one thing if they're making all this money and they played hard, they didn't sit out of training camps.
Well, many do.
They went to the workouts they were supposed to go to.
Yeah, many play hard. But I'm tired. They make this announcement. They make this announcement like it's a foregone conclusion that everybody will soon have money like me.
Yeah.
You know.
That's interesting. Stick around, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. Make sure to check out our podcast available on Spotify or Apple and give us a rate, like, and review. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll be right back, wrapping things up. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Aries, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Once again, thank you so much for listening, either live or after the fact, on Sirius XM, on KABC, on CRN Digital Talk, also on Sports Byline, and of course on the Armed Forces Network, where you can hear us as well. And Fred, just to wrap things up here, this our crack research staff brought this to our attention. This has to do with the Olympics and friend of the show, Al Michaels. So Al Michaels will not be calling the Olympics, or will he? An AI version of Al Michaels is coming to Peacock. NBCU Universal announced during an Olympic presentation in New York City that as part of the Paris Olympic coverage, Peacock will use AI technology to offer a personalized recap experience for Olympic fans by that AI voice of Al Michaels. The broadcaster signed off on this and the use of his voice, and I'm sure he's probably getting paid. So the question is, Fred.
Well, of course.
If someone came to you and offered maybe a big fat check to you to allow you to use your likeness via AI to do a reboot of Hunter, would you do it?
Well, that would never happen because I have nothing to do with copyright.
Mm.
You know, they could probably try and sneak it past me and see if I would sue them.
Yeah.
Which I would.
Yeah.
And and so I'm for the most part, again, like I said, I go back to the beginning of our show. You know, I'm so disappointed in the monetizing.
Everything is about money.
About monetizing, about money, about sports, no character. You can buy yourself out of a yes or no answer. You know, it's pretty bad.
My dad one time told me, it's a lesson that I learned that he taught me, is that you never count your money in public. And it seems that everybody, all the sports leagues, all the entertainment venues, all the broadcasters, all they do right now in front of the whole world is count their money in public.
Yeah, they're pigs.
Very well said. Fred, thank you very much. I always enjoy sitting and doing this.
Good, Mike. It's a pleasure to have you aboard. And when the other Mike lands, we'll have sup.
I very much look forward to that. Happy birthday, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for all listening. And we'll see you guys next week. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the aforementioned Mike Horn, Sultan of Safeties. Have a great weekend, folks.